Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Ironwood Tree, Book 4 of The Spiderwick Chronicles, written by Tony DiTerlizzi and Holly Black, read by Mark Hamill.
The Ironwood Tree, Book 4 of 5. Chapter 1, in which there is both a fight and a duel. The engine of the station wagon was already running. Mallory leaned against the door, her everyday sneakers grungy against the bright white of her long fencing socks. Her hair was gelled and pulled back into a ponytail so tight that it made her eyes bulge. Mrs. Gray stood on the driver's side, her hands on her hips. "I found him," Jared panted, running up to join them. "Simon," their mother called. "Where were you? We looked everywhere." "The carriage house," Simon said, "taking care of the, a bird I found." Simon looked uncomfortable. He wasn't used to having to lie. That was mostly Jared's job. Mallory rolled her eyes. "Too bad Mom wouldn't leave without you." "Mallory," their mother said, shaking her head in disapproval. "All of you, get in the car. We're going to be late already, and I still have to drop something off." As Mallory turned to put her bag in the trunk, Jared noticed that her chest looked strange, stiff and weirdly big. "What are you wearing?" he asked, pointing. "Shut up," she said. He snickered. "It's just you look like you've got..." "Shut up," she said again, getting into the front seat of the car while the boys climbed in the back. "It's for protection, and I have to have it on." Jared smiled against the window and watched the woods go by. There hadn't been any fairy activity in more than 2 weeks. Even Thimbletack had been quiet, and occasionally Jared had to remind himself that it was real. Sometimes it seemed like everything could be explained away. Even the burning water had been dismissed as simply being from a contaminated well. Until the old plumbing could be connected to a central line, they used gallons of supermarket water without Mom thinking it was weird. But there was Simon's Griffin, and that couldn't be explained by anything but Arthur's field guide. "Stop chewing on your ponytail," their mother said to Mallory. "What is making you so jittery? Is this new team really that good?" "I'm fine," Mallory said. Back in New York, she'd fenced in sweatpants and a team jacket chosen from a pile. There had been a guy who'd hold up his hand on your side if you had scored. But at the new
Sample complete. Ready to continue?